Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I am. And how are you?
Perfect. 100% perfect.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Here we are at the end of the series, the end of the road, fourth dimension. I think this would be our third podcast for the whole series. This is kind of like a wrap-up. I was hoping I could maybe see if anything, first of all, if there's anything you feel is so important that you think our listeners need to hear more than once, and they need to hear how strongly you feel about it, and then after that, see what this series has done for you. Well, let's start with what you think is the most important part.
Oh, boy. That, now you're putting me on the spot. I'd rather answer your question as to what you think I should repeat.
That works.
Okay, well, I have such a tendency to be redundant. I can't imagine that I'd want to repeat anything.
So the one question you wanted to answer was the one where you wouldn't give me an answer?
Exactly.
You're so bad. You're so bad. Oh, come on. What has this series meant to you? What has it done to magnify or change your life?
I think I'm more aware now than ever that I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, to use those terms now. I'd rather use the fourth dimension because I think it's a scientifically accepted kingdom of heaven, has all kinds of religious overtones. And I don't think of it as religious. I think of it as spiritual, even though I make reference to Jesus. Certainly it puts it in the realm of religious for most people. But that's it. I'm aware that I'm in it, that we are in it right now, that this is the fourth dimension.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably the most valuable part of this series for me, or sorry, I shouldn't say valuable, the most enjoyable part of this series for me is the lack of religious overtone, even though you are using several examples from the Bible, or stories, I should say, to make a point now and then. The lack of religious terminology for me is extremely refreshing, and I'd like to see more of it, not just in your writing, but everywhere where people started to explore metaphysics from a non-religious perspective. You know, what's beyond the reality that your senses are picking up and that science can measure? What's beyond that? And don't get me wrong, someday science may be able to measure the fourth dimension and the activity thereof, and it may be observable in some way, shape, or form in the future. But as of today, right now, I don't know that there's anybody capable of doing that. Thank you for the refreshing writing that hasn't been so filled with religious overtones. And I'm with you. I am definitely a citizen of the fourth dimension. And unfortunately, the only requirement for citizenship is to suspend judgment.
Yeah, that's what we've said, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that was a very releasing point for me because it was something that I've honestly found quite challenging in my life, to suspend judgment, because as humans in these bodies, we have to make judgments for our personal safety all the time. It's just part of our daily interpretation. We have to make judgments to categorize things to make life simple enough so that we're not overwhelmed by the data that our subconscious mind actually can pick up and transmit and translate and interpret and so on and so forth. You know, those judgments that we have are filters. But sometimes those filters block us. So stopping the filter from automatically going in areas that I want to expand my awareness is something I have to put some effort into. It requires practice, diligence, effort.
You know, Ryan, I think it might be helpful if you would explain exactly what you mean by judgment.
What I mean by judgment is making any form of decision about something.
As to being bad or good? Or
well, there's qualitative judgment and quantitative judgment as well. So qualitative would be judgment like you just mentioned, which is bad or good. And quantitative would be how big is the universe? Big or small? Tall, fat, or thin? Those are quantitative judgments. Well, fat or thin compared to what? Big compared to what?
Gotcha.
So suspending all of those judgments requires some effort because those are things that my subconscious mind needs to thrive in a three-dimensional world.
Very good. So
what do you mean by judgment?
Well, I didn't bring it up.
Oh, you did. Oh, and at least two of you.
You know, and you asked me what I learned. I had we had this conversation first, and then you asked me, I would say that is one of the areas, personally, that I've really been challenged with, but I've seen how important it is. And again, I likened it for those of us who want to accuse me of being religious. I have likened it back to the scene in the garden with Adam and Eve, where the, whether mythical or real, the serpent interfered, and we... We make so many judgments about things that people just are not, no, never mind people. I have not been aware of just how much I carry around in thinking that something is bad or good inherently, and therefore I discount it, I judge it, and I've just been made aware of that. That is something that's counterproductive to living in the fourth dimension, to living in the kingdom. That nothing, no person should be the object of my judgment. I shouldn't look at anybody with a, this is good or this is bad. It gets us right back into the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Based on what? And to use your quantitative judgment, your definition of quantitative judgment of as compared to what? As compared to who? It's none of my blooming business other than to accept the person and accept the person as being a child of our spirit parent and therefore my brother or sister, and I have no business judging them. And that has been a huge, huge boon to my existence. I'm just excited about it daily to recognize that if I want all the, as some would verbalize it, all the universe has to provide for me, then I had best acknowledge that we are all in this as children of the universe, of God, of you and I, referred to as the source or the spirit parent, or you and I code word that daddy, you know, whatever. It's, we're brothers and sisters. And that has helped me. And so, and it did come from my writing this. And I have to say that you were the one, it was in a previous podcast talking about suspending judgment that really made me aware of it. Yeah, that was a long-winded deal, but that's what I think.
Well, another thing, and your chapter 36 focuses on it, is the release that I've gotten through this series of asking why. Because ultimately the answer is care. It is what it is. Deal with it with the way it is.
Well, and why does, you know, why is a victim question, you know, why? Why has this happened to me? You know, and,
right.
And it gets us back into the past. And nothing will hang me up more quickly than a person who says, well, why are you always doing this? You know, oh, just because I don't like you. You know, you know, it's silly. And I mean, and I'm talking about the judgment. I need to get away from judging that as well. And be, otherwise, I get caught in... Well, that person asking me why cause me to be negative. Right? No, my reaction to that question is what does it. Yet, it's important that I don't ask why, because it's a question that won't get us anywhere. You know, it's back to what now. I hate to go to a previous book, but so what are we talking about now that we've exhausted your former education and moved you forward into an enlightened state?
Well, the second question that I have for you was what now? What's next? I mean, on your last article, I believe you closed it out with urging you on to the fifth dimension and beyond. Wow. You mean there's a fifth dimension and beyond?
Not anything I can write about.
Well, maybe it's sufficient that we just talk about the third and fourth dimension practicalities before we move on anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's it for me. I just wanted to recap and close off and have a quick conversation with you, and I guess it's time we moved on to greener pastures.
All right. Well, as always, Ryan, I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad, and I'll follow up with you again once I start posting some of your regular articles.
And well, I got one in your way right away.
Thanks, buddy.